Chris, would you take the roll?
Councilmember Christensen?
Here.
Council President Boobin-Vanderhaar?
Present.
Councilmember McPherson?
Here.
Mayor Steer?
Here. And if you will join me for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. You may be seated. First item is the consent agenda. Questions, additions, motion to approve?
If nothing, I move we approve the consent agenda.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to approve the consent agenda. Is there any further discussion? All those in favor, Chris, would you poll the council, please?
Councilmember Christensen?
Yes.
Council President Boobin-Vanderhaar?
Yes.
Councilmember McPherson?
Yes.
And that motion carries. Next item we have is a public hearing. Consideration to approve the annual appropriations ordinance number 2018-32 and resolution number R54-2018. Bill, would you want to give us an update on?
Good evening, Council and Mayor. For the record, my name is Bill Jackson, Deputy City Treasurer. In front of you, I provided you a summary transaction of our last budget hearing with the tentative budget set and the changes that were involved, which leads us to the current thing on your agenda for the appropriation ordinance and the new totals involved there. Any questions?
Okay. Any questions for Bill?
I have one question for you, Bill.
Okay.
Section 3, just down there, talks about foregone property taxes in the amount of $94.
Mm-hmm.
Is that per 100,000, or how does that, what's that?
That was what's over from last year, the remaining amount. That information is provided to me from the county. I'm not sure what the per thing is, to be honest with you.
That's fine. I was just wondering where it came from. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Bill.
Thank you.
This is a public hearing, so we will open the public hearing for ordinance number 2018-32 and resolution number R54-2018. Is there anybody who wishes to testify? Okay, actually, we'll just kind of let the record show that Bill Jackson is in our audience and Chief McDaniels is in our audience, and that's it. So, seeing no one, motion to close the public hearing unless you wish to do something different.
I move we close the public hearing.
Second.
Wait. Hang on.
Hi there. So we are on the public hearing for the budget. Was that something that you wished to testify on? Or? City council meeting.
Let's see. On the agenda, my thing is going so slow.
Development agreement. Okay. For Spring Hill. Okay.
Yeah. So that one is, we haven't gotten to it yet. It's coming up, but we intend to table it until the next meeting per a request we received. So just so you don't have to sit around. So it'll be September 18th at 6 p.m. Sorry for coming down, and thank you for being involved. My motion stands.
Second stands.
Motion is made and seconded to close the public hearing. I think, Chris, would you poll council?
Councilmember Christensen?
Yes.
Council President Boobin-Vanderhaar?
Yes.
Councilmember McPherson?
Yes.
All right. So the item for the ordinance and resolution is rightly before council.
Okay. So because this has been published for a while now, right? I think it's appropriate to waive three readings, so I move we waive three readings of Ordinance 2018-32.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to waive the three readings of Ordinance Number 2018-32. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries.
I move we approve Ordinance 2018-32.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to approve Ordinance Number 2018-32. Chris, would you poll the council?
Councilmember Christensen?
Yes.
Council President Boobin Von der Hart?
Yes.
Councilmember McPherson?
Yes.
And then, so now we're on to consideration to approve Resolution R54-2018.
Yes, I move we approve Resolution R54-2018.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to approve Resolution Number R54-2018. Is there any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. The next item is public hearing and consideration to approve modification of development agreement for Spring Hill. The staff requests this item to be tabled for the September 18th City Council meeting.
I move we table until the September 18th, 2018 Council meeting. The public hearing and consideration to approve a modification of the development agreement for Spring Hill 0611DA.
Second.
That motion is made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. Item 7, National Suicide Prevention Awareness Month Proclamation. I have that right here somewhere. Whereas September is known around the United States as National Suicide Prevention Awareness Month and is intended to help promote awareness surrounding each of the suicide prevention resources available to us and our community. The simple goal is to learn how to help those around us and how to talk about suicide without increasing the risk of harm. And whereas suicidal thoughts can affect anyone, regardless of age, gender, race, orientation, income level, religion, or background. And whereas, according to the CDC, each year more than 41,000 people die by suicide. And whereas suicide is the 10th leading cause of death among adults in the U.S. and the second leading cause of death among people aged 10 to 24. Whereas CUNA is no different than any other community in the country, but chooses to publicly state and place our full support behind local educators, mental health professionals, athletic coaches, PAC leaders, police officers, and parents as partners in supporting our community in simple being and simply being able to available to one another. Whereas every member of our community should understand that throughout life struggles, we all need the occasional reminder that we are all silently fighting our own battles. And whereas I encourage all residents to take time to inquire as to the well-being of their family, friends, and neighbors over the next few days and to genuinely convey their appreciation for their existence by a gesture they deem appropriate. A simple phone call, message, handshake, or hug can go a long way towards the helping someone realize that suicide is not the answer. Now, therefore, be it resolved that I, Joel Steer, Mayor of the City of CUNA, Idaho, hereby proclaim the month of September 2018 as National Suicide Prevention Awareness Month in the City of CUNA. I always look at that and I think, man, that's the second leading cause of death among people 10 to 24 years old. That's kind of disheartening there. So Anyway.
Thank you for reading that.
Yeah. Item 7B, direction to do a resolution endorsing ACHD's vehicle registration fee, reauthorizing or individual letters of support from CUNA City Council members. So we've had a request from ACHD asking that we would do a resolution supporting that registration fee initiative. I'm not sure. I know that there was at one point in time that I did something with the school district, and not everyone was in favor of that. So I wanted to ask council if you would rather do a resolution or just do individual letters of support on your own, if you would like to do them, or whatever the case may be.
I'm fine with the resolution if we're taking an informal poll.
I'm good with it.
I struggle with it just a little bit, just because I feel like if we do individual support, it's more appropriate, I think, than trying to get a whole city resolution behind it. But if we did a resolution, I wouldn't be fully opposed to it. I mean, that's my own personal expression coming out when it comes to just the city backing something as opposed to us as individuals.
Right.
So, but...
Well, we can go either way. That's why I wanted to ask, because I kind of feel like I'm trying to step on toes. If I ask for a resolution and then it comes to a vote and then somebody has to vote no because they don't think it's appropriate, they'd rather do their own, then it doesn't look good. So I just want
to... No, that's very true. Very appropriate. I mean, this is something I'd be okay doing a resolution for. I worry about getting it. I have it, I guess. I don't know how often it's really done, but...
I think the only time that I can recall it coming up recently was the school bond. Oh, okay. And I felt comfortable supporting that just because I felt like we were in a position for that as well as this. I kind of feel like we are in a position to see with like the growth and that sort of thing, and to be able to say like this hopefully will help with some of the growing pains or issues that folks are having with like roads and transportation, or like with the school bond.
Right.
We needed that in order to be able to build more schools. There literally was not another way to accomplish that. And so,
right.
You know, knowing that we have a lot more houses coming in and stuff that we needed the schools. So that was why I was okay with doing it for the school board. But I know that other folks weren't as okay with that.
Yeah, and so also, just kind of tagging on to that, is the one issue that we have is that most of the construction work that we get through Ada County Highway District is done by impact fees. So after a subdivision builds out and the roads are really busy, then we've got to close down the road, and then we can do the improvements because now we have the money. So
right.
Some of this money can actually go to maybe occasionally help get us ahead on things and might actually get some projects done that otherwise wouldn't happen. So, but again, I don't ever want to put anybody up here in a position where they feel.
I would be okay moving forward with the resolution on this.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, so we'll do that then. We'll get a resolution out for
next time. Excellent.
The next item we had was consideration to approve resolution R-51-2018 to the September 18, 2018 CUNA City Council meeting. Resolution of the City Council for CUNA approving the sewer service payment agreement by and between the City of CUNA and Conpaz Incorporated, DBA Enrique's Mexican Restaurant, and or Anna M. Paz, and or Enrique F. Contreras. So this was the one where they had come in and requested an audience of the council on this issue. We haven't gotten to a point where we're ready to bring that back yet, so that's why we wanted to table that for the next meeting.
I move we table until the September 18th meeting. The consideration of resolution number R-51-2018.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. Item 8A, consideration to approve ordinance number 2018-33. This is an ordinance annexing certain real property to wit parcel number R200417-0050, owned by Stephen O. and Deborah A. Johnson, situated in the unincorporated area of Ada County, Idaho, and contiguous to the corporate limits of the city of CUNA, into the city of CUNA, Idaho, establishing the zoning classification of said real property, directing that copies of this ordinance be filed as provided by law, and providing an effective date.
Okay. So this was one that we've already held a public hearing on and determined the zoning classification and everything. So I move we waive three readings of ordinance 2018-33.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to waive the three readings of ordinance 2018-33. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? That motion carries.
I move we approve ordinance 2018-33.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to approve ordinance 2018-33. Is there any further discussion? Chris, would you poll the council?
Councilmember Christensen?
Yes.
Council President Boobin Vonderhaar?
Yes.
Councilmember McPherson?
Yes.
And that motion carries. That is all we have on the agenda for tonight. Was there anything that council wanted to bring up or talk about?
No.
Okay. We do have an executive session listed on the agenda, so if we could have a motion to adjourn to that.
Sure. I move we adjourn to executive session pursuant to Idaho Code 74206B for the purpose of discussing a personnel matter.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to adjourn to executive session pursuant to Idaho Code 74-206B. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed?